This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Dalacin C injection, clindamycin phosphate. What is in this leaflet? This leaflet answers some common questions about Dalacin C injection. It does not contain all the available information. It does not take the place of talking to your doctor or pharmacist. All medicines have risks and benefits. Your doctor has weighed the risks of you being given Dalacin C injection against the benefits this medicine is expected to have for you. Dalacin C injection should only be given to you by a health professional. If you have any concerns about using this medicine, ask your doctor or pharmacist. Keep this leaflet with your medicine. You may need to read it again. What Dalacin C injection is used for? Dalacin C injection is an antibiotic. It is used to treat infections in different parts of the body caused by bacteria. This medicine works by killing or stopping the growth of bacteria causing your infection. It will not work against viral infections such as colds or flu. Dalacin C injection is recommended for patients who are allergic to penicillin. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why Dalacin C injection has been prescribed for you. Your doctor may have prescribed Dalacin C injection for another reason. This medicine is available only with a doctor's prescription. Dalacin C injection is not addictive. Before you are given Dalacin C injection, when you must not be given it. You must not be given Dalacin C injection if you have an allergy to clindamycin or lincomycin. Any of the other ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet, see product description. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin. You should not be given this medicine if the expiry date printed on the pack has passed, or if the packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering. If it has expired or is damaged, return it to your pharmacist for disposal. If you are not sure whether you should be given this medicine, talk to your doctor before you are given it. Tell your doctor if you have allergies to any other medicines, foods, preservatives, or dyes. Tell your doctor if you have or have had any of the following medical conditions: severe diarrhea associated with the use of antibiotics, severe liver disease, kidney disease, bowel disease, any gastrointestinal, stomach, or gut problems. Tell your doctor if you are pregnant or plan to become pregnant or are breastfeeding. Your doctor can discuss with you the risks and benefits involved. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell him or her before you are given Dalacin C injection. Children. Dalacin C injection contains benzyl alcohol. Benzyl alcohol has been associated with a rare but serious side effect in infants. Your doctor will decide if treatment is appropriate. Taking other medicines. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any that you get without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines and Dalacin C injection may interfere with each other. These include erythromycin, a medicine used to treat bacterial infections. Rifampicin, a medicine used to treat bacterial infections. Some medicines that may be used during surgery. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any of the following. Erythromycin, a medicine used to treat bacterial infections. These medicines may be affected by Dalacin C, or may affect how well it works. You may need different amounts of your medicines, or you may need to take different medicines. Your doctor and pharmacist have more information on medicines to be careful with, or avoid while being given this medicine. How Dalacin C injection is given. Follow all directions given to you by your doctor and pharmacist carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. If you do not understand the instructions in this leaflet, ask your doctor or pharmacist for help. How much is given? Your doctor will decide what dose of Dalacin C injection you should receive, and for how long you should receive it for. This depends on your condition, the infection being treated, and how severe it is. For children, the doctor will work out the dose based on their age, body weight, and how severe the infection is. How it is given. Dalacin C injection is usually given as an injection into a vein, intravenous drip, or into a muscle, intramuscular. It is given by a doctor or trained nurse. Dalacin C injection will be diluted if given as injection into a vein. If you take too much, overdose. as Dallas and C injection is usually given to you in hospital under the close supervision of your doctor, it is unlikely that you will receive too much. However, if you experience severe side effects after being given Dallas and C injection, tell your doctor or nurse immediately. Symptoms of an overdose are the same as those listed under the side effects section, but are usually of a more severe nature. Immediately telephone your doctor or the Poisons Information Center, telephone 131126, for advice, or go to emergency at the nearest hospital if you think that you or anyone else may have been given too much Dallas in C injection. Do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. You may need urgent medical attention while you are being given Dallas in C injection. Things you must do. If the symptoms of your infection do not improve within a few days, or if they become worse, tell your doctor. If you get severe diarrhea, tell your doctor, pharmacist, or nurse immediately. Do this even if it occurs several weeks after Dallas in C injection has been stopped. Diarrhea may mean that you have a serious condition affecting your bowel. You may need urgent medical care. Do not take any medicines for diarrhea without first checking with your doctor. If you get a severe skin rash, tell your doctor immediately. Do this even if the rash occurs after Dallas in C injection has been stopped. A severe skin rash may mean you are having an allergic reaction to Dallas in C injection. You may need urgent medical care. If you get a sore white mouth or tongue while being given Dallas in C injection, or soon after Dallas in C injection has been stopped, tell your doctor. Also tell your doctor if you get vaginal itching or discharge. This may mean you have a fungal or yeast infection called thrush. Sometimes the use of this medicine allows fungi or yeast to grow and the above symptoms to occur. Dallas in C injection does not work against fungi or yeast. If you become pregnant while you are being given Dallas in C injection, tell your doctor immediately. If you are about to be started on any new medicine, remind your doctor and pharmacist that you're being given Dallas in C injection. Tell all doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who are treating you that you are being given Dallas in C injection. Things you must not do. Dallas in C injection should not be given to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you. Do not give your medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not stop using your medicine without checking with your doctor. If you stop using Dallas in C injection too soon, the infection may not clear completely, or your symptoms may return. Side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist as soon as possible if you do not feel well while you are given Dallas in C injection. This medicine helps most people with bacterial infections, but it may have unwanted side effects in a few people. All medicines can have side effects. Sometimes they are serious, most of the time they are not. You may need medical attention if you get some of the side effects. Do not be alarmed by the list of side effects. You may not experience any of them. Ask your doctor or pharmacist to answer any questions you may have. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice any of the following and they worry you: stomach pain, cramps or discomfort, nausea and/or vomiting, diarrhea, skin rash, irritation of the skin, vaginal thrush, sore and itchy vagina and/or discharge, low blood pressure, feeling of dizziness or lightheadedness, joint pain and swelling, pain, swelling, redness, or formation of an abscess at the site of the injection, loss or distorted sense of taste. Tell your doctor immediately or go to emergency at your nearest hospital if you experience any of the following: sudden signs of allergy such as rash, itching, or hives on the skin, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, shortness of breath, wheezing, or trouble breathing, moderate or severe skin rash or blisters often with flu-like symptoms, enlarged lymph glands and/or fever, diarrhea, usually with blood and mucus, stomach pain and fever, yellowing of the eyes or skin, also called jaundice, pain, swelling, redness and tenderness in vein or pain, swelling of the legs, ankles, or feet, passing less urine, irregular heartbeat, confusion, shortness of breath, weakness, fatigue, and nausea, chest pain, shortness of breath and/or fainting. These are very serious side effects. You may need urgent medical attention or hospitalization. After finishing it, tell your doctor immediately if you notice any of the following side effects, particularly if they occur several weeks after stopping treatment with Dallas in C injection: severe stomach cramps, watery and severe diarrhea which may also be bloody, fever, in combination with one or both of the above, Dallas NC injection can cause some bacteria, which are normally present in the bowel and normally harmless, to multiply, and therefore cause the above symptoms. You may need urgent medical attention. However, this side effect is rare. Do not take any medicine for diarrhea without first checking with your doctor. Tell your doctor if you notice anything else that is making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed above may also occur in some people. Some of these side effects, for example, abnormal blood test results, and certain kidney and liver conditions can only be found when your doctor does tests from time to time to check on your progress. After using Dallas NC injection, storage. Dallas NC injection will normally be stored in a hospital. It should be stored at 2 degrees Celsius to 8 degrees Celsius, refrigerate. Do not freeze. Disposal. The hospital staff will dispose of any leftover Dallas NC injection. Product description. What it looks like. Dallas NC injection appears as a clear colorless solution, and comes in 2 milliliters or 4 milliliter glass ampoules. Ingredients. Dallas NC injection contains clindamycin 2-phosphate as the active ingredient. It also contains benzyl alcohol, disodium etanoate, sodium hydroxide, hydrochloric acid, water for injections. Supplier. Dallas NC injection is supplied in Australia by Pfizer Australia Pty Ltd, Sydney, New South Wales 2000. Toll-free number 1-800-675-229. www.pfizer.com.au. Registered trademark. Copyright. This leaflet was prepared in February 2, 2. Australian registration numbers 300 mg per 2 ml injection, Ostar 1, 2, 2, 9, 4. 600 mg per 4 ml injection, Ostar 4, 7, 6, 3, 6.